Well, after Jesus was baptized, he went around from village to village teaching about God's kingdom, and many people started to follow him. And at one point, they had to go through the region known as Samaria, and they got to a place where there was a well, and Jesus was tired, so he sat down by the well, and he sent his followers into the village to get food. Well, about noon that day, a Samaritan woman came to the well, and Jesus asked her for a drink. And the woman was surprised because there was a lot of racial tension between the Jews and the Samaritans, and they avoided each other at all costs. And the woman said to Jesus, "Why are you, a Jewish man, asking me, a Samaritan woman, for water?" Jesus said, "If you knew who was speaking to you, then you would ask me for a drink, and I would give you living water." The woman said, "Where are you going to get this living water? You don't even have a bucket." Jesus said, "Anyone who drinks the water from this well will be thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water that I give them will never be thirsty again, and they will live forever with God." The woman said, "Well, then give me some of this water." Jesus said, "Go back into the village and bring your husband." The woman said, "Well, I don't have a husband." Jesus said, "You're right. In fact, you've had 5 husbands, and you're not even married to the man you're living with now." The woman said, "Sir, I see that you must be a prophet. So why is it that you Jews say we have to worship in Jerusalem, but we've always worshiped over here where our ancestors did?" Jesus said, "That doesn't matter anymore. What's really important is that God is looking for people who will worship him as the true God with their whole hearts." The woman said, "I know that when the promised Savior comes, he's going to explain all of this to us." Jesus said, "That's me." Well, the woman left her bucket right where it was, and she ran into the town, and she said, "Come, see a man who's told me everything I've ever done. Could he be the promised Savior?" Well, the people came to see Jesus, and they asked him to stay with them. And Jesus stayed there for 2 days, and many of the people believed. And they said to the woman, "We believe now, not just because of what you've said, but because we've heard it for ourselves, and we know that this man is the promised Savior for the whole world."